This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kanye finally drops his album. God, it's been... You know that Universal made him drop it? Like, they just
I saw his Instagram post.
Yeah, he was upset.
Yeah.
It's probably, in my opinion, the best thing that he's done in a decade.
In a decade?
Since My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Really? I'm not going quite that far. I did like it a lot.
I loved it. And it's long.
Yeah, it's very long.
27 songs of heat. I mean, the part
two. It's like an hour 50.
It's an hour 50. The part twos are basically the same as the part ones, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Is it just different lyrically?
It is a bonus track. I think a few have like maybe an extra feature, so yeah.
But there is a basketball angle to this. And the thing that I thought was interesting was this long-ass production of Donda. It was supposed to drop a year ago. It had been in production before that for 2 years. I mean, he's been in and out of mental facility, so I know it's hard to record when you're going through things. But it's been a long time coming.
Divorce.
Mental breaks. All that.
Yeah.
Just being around Kardashians in and out, hard on the productivity scale. I would imagine your productivity plummets when you're around them.
Unless you're Devin Booker.
Only him.
Kind of.
But apparently the basketball angle is that Kanye reached out to none other than Kevin Durant for his seal of approval on Donda. What? Just KD smoking weed, listening to hour and 50 of boom, boom. You know? It's such a great album. Just discussing the Donda chant. Like that Donda chant, I had to get past. Like 50 seconds of Donda.
Donda, 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 Donda,
Donda, Donda. I was like, okay, I get it. And 4 seconds is enough for me to know what this is about to be.
Yeah, it's just an opener that you're just always going to skip. You're never going to listen to that other than the first listen.
First listen, 4 seconds, skip. Okay. This is my review of the album. I'd like to hear yours. It sounds like we're on the same page. My doorman fucking hated it. He was like, I expected it to be a lyrical masterpiece, the lyrics of Kanye from College Dropout. I was like, listen, fam. Let me just say this very clearly. The demarcation point of Kanye is his mother's passing away.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not getting the Kanye that was in existence before that.
No way.
It's gone. He's dead. That person is gone.
Yeah, I mean, that absolutely 100%. The people that like try to say that, like, oh, like, I just want the bars. The bars aren't there. Like, it's time to stop thinking of Kanye like as that. He's more of like, you've got to think of it as him more of just like a composer.
Correct.
And like, like the beats, the features that he put together and produced, like all that, all of it culminates in one project. And that's what you have to look at it as.
Think about.
Like, it's not bar heavy.
Correct. It's an orchestral masterpiece.
I love it.
The music on it was so good. The layers of how the music is so forward facing. It's complete opposite of normal rap records, right? Like, like usually the beat is sort of layered in with the vocals. The vocals were so far behind the music.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like you were inside of like, have you ever been to one of those sensory deprivation tanks?
No, but I kind of see what you mean.
It felt like that, right? Yeah. And you get out of the sensory deprivation tank where they literally all the light and all the sound is gone for like an hour and 15 minutes. And you get out of the tank and you're just like, whoa. You know, everything smells heavier. Everything is brighter. Colors. It's just like that was Donda. Mm-hmm. Like it felt like you're inside of a tube of music.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought like it was the perfect blend of like gospel music, mm-hmm. which he clearly like wants to make. And he did with the last album, Jesus is King. It's like a good mixture. And that was just too Jesus-y for me. Like I just wasn't into that. I considered it his first miss ever. But I think this was like the right blend of like secular music and that.
I mean, I did not expect us to go into like a religious breakdown, but that's totally right. I think it's like, I'm not looking for Kirk Franklin. I'm okay with like, Jesus walks. That's fine. Or like if you're looking for Jesus, I forget how this song broke down on this recent album. It's like, fine.
Jesus.
Yep. That's like, as long as I can get, you could say anything. Murder. Right. Like it just is the music. It could be literally any word. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. It's just, you can't think about this lyrically in any way. Like it's just song. It's just sonics. It's just like a sonically, I don't know what I'm saying, but it's like the sound of the music is all you're really looking for. Mm-hmm. The words don't matter at all, especially if you're not a religious person.
But
like
there
me.
Still are some like sick lyrics and sick bars on it too. Like it's not to completely take away from that. And I love the Weeknd features.
Yes,
like those
Hurricane,
are
great.
Yeah, Hurricane was great.
Jay-Z feature great.
Yeah, the song Moon that had Kid Cudi on it too. Like that song,
perfect
kicks ass.
Song for Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
Who got shaded? Chris Brown got shaded. Apparently he sent some vocals in. They didn't make the track. Soulja Boy, RIP Soulja Boy's career. He apparently sent some vocals in. Didn't make the album.
No. Chance isn't on it.
A lot of people hot because they sent their shit over and they thought it was going to make it. But truthfully, the album's not really complete because Kanye didn't sign off on it. So maybe if it was up to him, those features would have made the thing. I think it's one of Kanye's best albums. It's the perfect, to me, the perfect blend of 808s and Heartbreaks and My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Like it's really? sort of like that orchestral, but also techno, like a very electronic heavy, like some of the old sounds. I was like, oh, I haven't heard this sound from Kanye in a minute.
Yeah, I think it was kind of more like Yeezus and T-Lop.
Yes.
Kind of had a child.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, but it's like a mix of kind of all of those.
Yeah.
In a beautiful way. And I'm proud of Kanye because when you've gone through as much as he's gone through and you put out 27 fucking songs that are a work of art, like this dude, when he's fully healthy, unstoppable.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.